Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's talk about Andre then, because he's the newest name on the thing. Obviously, the Lavia thing, we'd expect that fair bit to go in, but we'll see how that all pans out down the line. But Andre then, Fluminense, if you have it easy for me to say. Reports, I think Mel Reddy tweeted out and a few others as well, that Liverpool have made contact about a move for the Brazilian. ESPN Brazil have reported that Fluminense are in no great rush to sell him. They're still in the Copa Libertadores, and that basically, while they're still in that, there's no, they don't really want to. They drew their first game 1-1. They played the second leg on Tuesday. A lot of noise around this has been that maybe this is something that Liverpool are looking to get done for the future. Yeah. There's also been talk that, you know, now is it Lavia, is it Andre, is it both? There's a this whole situation threw a lot of questions. What's your understanding of this whole situation?
Well, that's true that Liverpool have made contact with him, and obviously that a 22-year-old deep line midfielder, Brazilian international, you know, fee from a Brazilian club, you'd be talking less than 30 million. There's a lot to sort of to nod at, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, I spoke to a couple of people who were familiar with Liverpool, sort of, in fact, not even Liverpool, just scouting in that area in general, and they say he's a very combative player, really good sort of bite about him, and, you know, got a good sort of good ceiling, really, in terms of, you know, as a defensive midfielder, or an all action central midfielder. So it's interesting. I think the other element that comes out of it is obviously buying straight from Brazil, wouldn't it? You know, Liverpool don't really, probably Lucas Leiva, but the last player I could remember Liverpool doing that with as a young player anyway. They tend to like the pathway of let them test themselves somewhere else from South America, you know, McAllister and Diaz, Darwin, Nunez, even, you know, Luis Suarez going back further. And then they'll make a judgment. But things have changed a little bit in the Premier League with the work permit rules. It's a little bit more relaxed, it's a little bit easier to get players like that, and I wonder whether you might see a few clubs at the top end of the Premier League starting to take a bit more of these gambles. You know, you look at traditionally, I mean, Arsenal have done it quite well with Gabriel Martinelli, City done it with Gabriel Jesus, but really it's sort of Real Madrid, Barcelona tend to do those kind of things, don't they? When a big talent leaves Brazil, it tends to be for there, or for Portugal, or, you know, Atletico Madrid, somewhere like that. The Premier League, I found it a bit more difficult to get those kind of players, or have been reluctant to get those kind of players. So I wonder whether you might see a little bit of a change in that. Chelsea have got, you know, they've been raving about a guy they bought from Brazil, Andre Santos. I think they bought him in January, didn't he? That he looks like he might have a chance of being part of their team this season. So I think it's an interesting one. The mood music, if you like, is that, you know, they're reluctant sellers, Fluminense. And I think there's a lot of people maybe sort of a little bit of a side eye that, hang on, how's his name just emerged when Liverpool are trying to sort of make this bid for Lavia? Is there a little bit of a threat element going on? Don't reject the next bid, because we'll go elsewhere. We've seen Liverpool do that before. I remember they were trying to buy Benteke, and I think they sort of threw out Carlos Bacca's name and Jackson Martinez, maybe, and sort of said, oh, you know, we're not just in for Benteke, and lo and behold, all of a sudden, you know, Liverpool were buying Benteke. So I think there are legitimate suspicions around that, but Liverpool have definitely been in contact with Fluminense about them, and just to see, if nothing else, what the sort of state of play is with it. And as you say, ESPN Brazil reporting that they don't want to sell them until they're either out or have won the Copa Libertadores. So I think just want to keep an eye on. And when did you say the next second leg is?
Tuesday night,
so yeah.
Did you do 1-1? And that was the horrendous game where Argentinos Juniors, have you seen the guy who broke his leg?
Yeah, with Marcelo.
Horrendous. Yeah. It's not a great game like that. But in in the grand scheme of things with this one, again, when I first saw it, I thought, oh my God, this is just the most obvious smoking out of Southampton ever. That was my initial thought. But then it might not, you know, maybe that's just me being a bit pessimistic. Like, Liverpool probably do need two midfielders.
I was going to say, it could be both. That's the other aspect to it, because 22 and 19, there's sort of an element of, that would, you know, what we were talking about solutions, and I think I can remember having a conversation about Amrabat and saying that, he might be the one that you're sort of getting because you know what you're getting from him. He's obviously a very sort of specific type of midfielder, and you also get Lavia in with that developmental sort of idea to him, and he doesn't play every single game. Yeah. The only thing about this one is obviously we know Andre is a Brazilian international and is a good player, and you know, he's played a lot of games for Fluminense, but you don't know how he just adapts to the Premier League straight away. You know, obviously you don't know with Amrabat, but he's been playing European football, he's been playing sort of that you know, intensity in that environment. So there's a bit more of a risk attached to it. But if you were to say that the two of them were coming in, you'd say, okay, that's not, you know, if you thought 70 odd million for those two, you know, I think you'd come away and think Liverpool have had a good go at sort of overhauling their midfield, wouldn't you? I think if it was one or the other, you'd still think there was probably one short.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on this whole situation with the DM? Are we thinking Lavia? Are we thinking Andre? Are we thinking both?
I think Liverpool need two. I think Liverpool need three signings, but I personally still think Liverpool need three signings. I think they need two midfielders and a defender.
Yeah. What's the mood music around that? The Liverpool centre?
Liverpool have not. There's never ever really been a figure. Yeah. You know, like, I think. And you can understand why there's obviously.
Because the second you put out there, we need four.
But also, you put yourself in that sort of narrative of still two short, still one short, you know, that kind of thing. Liverpool. Yeah. I think Liverpool were pretty happy with what they'd done early in the summer. You know, I don't think they were finished. I think there was one more definitely to come after Szoboszlai and McAllister. But I think obviously what's happened in the meantime, I think has obviously, you know, put a real spoke in the wheel. I think they need three more players. I think they definitely need two more midfielders. I just look at it and think there's too much risk attached to too many players in that midfield option. And however much you want to say, it's... it's a lot of bodies and you can't play them all and you know, this kind of thing, it'll soon change that situation. There'll soon be players that you can't count on. There's still, you know, we're talking about Stefan Bajcetic as an option after a handful of games. We don't know yet what his second season looks like. He's had that initial burst. Can he build on that? We don't know yet. Like you say, Curtis, can he stay fit for the whole season? You've got Thiago, who's still there, who we know he can't stay fit for the whole season. You've got Harvey Elliott, who I think looks a very, very good player. And I think he's an under sort of appreciated talent, But that's what he is. He's a talent. He's not yet the sort of player that you say, well, he plays every single game. You've still got two new players coming into the side, and McAllister and Szoboszlai, and look, they both look really good, and I think there's a lot of promise about them, but you've still got to accept that there might be some bumps in the road there. So it's not... Liverpool's midfield situation is not sorted by numbers in the sense of, you know, it's not... Because they've got nine players or whatever they can play in there, doesn't mean that everything's fixed. They've still got doubts, and too many doubts around players that I still think they just need to really sort of sandbag it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I think three's the perfect number. Like I say, one ideally before the start of the season, which would be...
And obviously, look, I know that if Liverpool buy... Let's say Liverpool buy Lavia and Andre and then try and get a centre-back in, there'll be people saying, actually, right-back as well, because Joe Gomez or Tsimikas is not as good. I know that there'll probably never be the perfect scenario where you think they've done... But I think if they were to buy three more players and end up with have bought five players in the window... I think you could at least say about the club that, you know what, they've had a good go at sort of plugging the gaps and trying to lower the age profile of the squad and keep moving forward. I don't think you could criticise them. I think if they were to bring in three, you'd be saying that's negligent. If you were to say they were bringing in four, I think you'd still be in that situation coming into the end of the window saying, I think they're one short. I know, and there's been just a few of those little windows, as nowhere. I mean, I thought January was one where you're like, they needed one more there. They just needed that. You know, you look at that, obviously, the season of the pandemic where they didn't get a centre-back and it was the one short. You just don't want Liverpool to be in that position where... You certainly don't want it to be where it's too short. But even that sort of one... Because Liverpool, let's not forget, last season, in amongst everything that happened and how bad they were for parts of last season, they weren't that far away from being in the top four. No. They weren't, you know, they were 2-0 up against Real Madrid in the last 16 of the Champions League. You know, at that point, I was in New York watching it. At that point, I was thinking they're gonna win it. This is so bad the way the season's gone. They're gonna win the champion. You know, there was a lot of tightrope moments where you think if they just beat Nottingham Forest after that beating winning City and West Ham, they're suddenly in that mix. If they just beat Bournemouth after they smashed Manchester United, they're right back in there, and they weren't that far away. And you just don't want them to leave themselves in that position where they think, oh, they weren't that far away again this season. You want them to sort of do everything they can to be in that position of, actually, we've really sort of, you know, put ourselves out there as having enough.
Absolutely. To wrap up then, there's two names there now, obviously. Liverpool have made contact with both. Bids for one, reported bids or contact with the other. You would guess the Lavia one feels like it's more, I don't know, solid, not the right way, but like, maybe more advanced, more advanced, likely. Yeah. More likely, you would say that Liverpool... If you said to me Liverpool are going to sign one of these lads, you would say Lavia feels more... And it does, because by all accounts, there's another big going in. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so. And look, he's been trailed for a long time, hasn't he, as a Liverpool signing. And it's two bids in for the player. You know, that's... Yeah, of course. I think he's a priority target, if you want to use the modern parlance.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think it's interesting. I'm completely with... I see all the comments, I get them on my page, and anxiety around transfers. I think the interesting thing for me is it's not necessarily the players that Liverpool are being linked with. Maybe there was a little bit when it was sort of, you know, Amrabat and Phillips and whoever, but I don't see too much anxiety about, oh, not Lavia or not Andre. It's almost just, okay, if that's who you want, just get them. You know, it's more the sort of, you trust Liverpool's eye for a player and you trust Liverpool's sort of, you know, what Klopp can do with a player once he's in, but you just want them to get it done, and ideally soon. I mean, I think Chelsea's a bit of an outlier because I think the team will be not far away from what we've seen in pre-season in the last couple of games, probably Konate in for Matip. I actually think that might be the team that we saw start yesterday, bar Konate for Matip. But then you've obviously got different needs and different sort of demands for Bournemouth at home. So you've sort of got probably a couple of weeks really to, you know, to try and get everything in order, but really ideally you want to have it done before the ball's been kicked in the Premier League, and I hope Liverpool do at least have one, if not 2 or 3.
Hey guys, thanks for checking out that clip from our Journo Insight show. Every Monday and every Thursday, we have Neil Jones live in studio over on redmenplus.com talking about all the latest transfer news and answering some of your questions from our Discord group as well. If you want to get involved, head to redmenplus.com. If you sign as a legend, you'll be in that Discord group as well. Sign up as a captain, you'll get all the great content. The choice is yours. See you in a bit.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.